Sandy brought major flooding along the Hudson River, some areas now receding. New York City, the heaviest hit, with severe power and property losses extending up through Westchester and beyond. Crystal Payton with FEMA says the agency is in triage mode.
We're working closely with the state to identify the needs and resources that they have, the placement of those resources. We're trying to get the help and assets to the most severely affected areas at this point.
One Consolidated Edison spokesman calls the aftermath of Sandy the largest storm-related outage in the utility company's history. Recovery efforts of varying stages of intensity are underway from Manhattan to Columbia County. Orange and Rockland officials say that 200,000 lost power. They expect the lights to be back on within 10 days. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian says 80,000 lost power in their service area.
Mostly in the central and southern portions of our service area, particularly Ulster, Dutchess, and Orange counties. We had indicated earlier that high winds may prevent crews from working today, but fortunately those winds have subsided and we rolled out early this morning to begin repairs. In fact, about 3,500 customers have had power restored as of about 9 o'clock this morning, and work is going to continue throughout the day. We have amassed a field force of about 700 employees, contractors, and mutual aid crews, combined with several hundred employees working in support roles. We're anticipating, though, an extended restoration time because of the widespread nature of the damage. Reports of wires down, trees that have fallen into roadways, blocked roads in certain areas, are all contributing to the length of time it will take to restore power.
Dutchess County government phone lines have been down. County officials say their 911 handled about 1,000 calls during the storm, with call volume peaking between 7 and 9 p.m. Monday. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine notes there have been over 60 road closures along with massive flood issues along the Hudson.
Because of storm surge combining with tidal, we had record-setting water heights, 9.54 feet above sea level. But in addition to that, there was wind bursts, and unfortunately in Ulster County, we had a very tragic scenario in which a woman was killed when debris struck her vehicle at the height of the storm. That said, in many ways, Ulster County received a glancing blow in comparison to many of our neighbors throughout the Northeast.
Daryl Lafferty, executive director for the American Red Cross of the Mid-Hudson Valley, says volunteers have been mobilized and emergency services are in place in Ulster and Dutchess.
If you are in need of a shelter and out of power, as we understand, there's approximately 70,000 residents without power in our area, please do feel free to come to one of our shelters. You can find out where the nearest shelter is to you by visiting redcross.org or giving our local chapter a call at 845-471-0200.
Motorists are still being advised no driving unless absolutely necessary. Public Works crews have been busy clearing down trees from Hudson Valley roadways. The Tappan Zee Bridge reopened to traffic at 9 a.m. Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered 7 other MTA bridges reopened this morning to emergency personnel only. Adding to the commuter nightmare, no Amtrak or Metro North trains are running today. MTA Chairman Joe Loda telling New York's WCBS-TV that the New York City subway system, quote, has never faced a disaster as devastating as the damage that was caused by Sandy. 7 subway tunnels under the East River flooded on Monday night. This morning, Governor Cuomo used Twitter to keep citizens informed. One of his tweets read, quote, hoping New Yorkers are staying indoors and safe. Let your friends and fam know that you're okay via social media. When it comes to putting a price tag on Hurricane Sandy, FEMA says the cost of potential wind damage alone could be up to $3 billion. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.